On Midwest Week, the governor of Illinois presents his budget and campaigns for the upcoming primary. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Brian Mackey, State House reporter in Springfield for Illinois Public Radio. Governor Rauner recently made his annual budget address to the General Assembly. And Brian, is this ever a real budget or mostly a political event for whichever governor happens to be in office?
You know, it can be a real budget, but lately the problems of Illinois government and the intense fight between Governor Rauner and the Democrats who control the General Assembly over policy issues has meant that the governor's budgets have not really been taken up. And the same was largely true during Governor Quinn's administration. It's been a long time since the budget address has been something where the governor presents a budget and then lawmakers work largely in that framework. The governor's ideas will probably be given an airing, but it seems unlikely that it's going to be enacted in any sort of form similar to what the governor has proposed.
Okay. One of the major items that Governor Rauner talked about in his budget address was the state income tax. And what would he like to do about that?
Yeah, well, so I think it's important to differentiate here between what he talked about, the state income tax, and what he actually proposed regarding the income tax. So what he says is that the tax increase, which went up last year in a compromise between some Republicans and Democrats to end the two-year budget stalemate, he says that's terrible. And even as recently as a week before his budget address, he was telling a Republican dinner here in Springfield, I want to get that back down to 3% over 2 years. That's a 2 percentage point drop over 2 years. But that's not actually what he proposed. In his speech, he plans to spend all the money from this higher tax rate that he's been so critical of. Now, he did end the speech with this notion of a tax cut that would be related to making some changes to the pension system for state workers, university employees. Full disclosure, that includes me. My home station is affiliated with the University of Illinois, so I would be subject to these changes. But he wants to make some changes, and then only after that is realized, which there's probably going to be 2-3 years of court fights and implementation and things like that, only after those savings are realized, he would sort of refund that as a tax cut. But the key thing is, here's the amount. He's talking on the campaign trail about a 2 percentage point tax cut. This proposal that he mentioned in his speech is a 0.25, a quarter of 1% of a tax cut. So again, what he says is that he doesn't like the taxes, but his actual budget plan calls for spending those taxes and puts a very, very modest tax increase years into the future.
Does anyone believe that cutting the Illinois income tax is a reasonable idea anytime soon? I mean, it seems like with the state's budget problems, it really needs that revenue for quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who are still thinking up ways that you could try and do it, but I would not say that is a mainstream thought in Springfield. Mm-hmm. Most people believe that, when you look at not only the current year deficit, I mean, we're going to be, needing to make up some money for not only this current budget year and next year, but also looking at the long-term financial prospects. There are people who say we probably should have raised the tax rate even higher than it was. And one thing I think we learned during the budget impasse over the last few years is that it's not as easy to cut spending in Illinois as some people might think it is. There's a lot of court orders and consent decrees and things that the state has committed to do that you just can't sort of cut willy-nilly. And so it's not easy to cut from the state budget. And I would say that the consensus in Springfield among, people, maybe not, they won't say this on the campaign trail, but when you're talking to them, privately, they will definitely acknowledge that they just cannot see how Illinois could possibly cut taxes any time soon.
And what about Governor Rauner's proposals for state worker pensions? Any part of it, is it all realistic, something that might survive a court challenge?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is something that was engineered to specifically survive a court challenge. Basically, as a bit of background, Illinois pensions are a contractual right under the state constitution. So that invokes not only the Illinois Constitution, but a long history of federal and even English common law relating to contracts. And so because of that specific language, there was this idea called consideration. You would give the employees something of value in return for taking away some of their pension benefits. The real question is, what they're being offered, is that really something of value? And there's a real question about that, and it would surely be subject to a court challenge. And that's even if you could get it passed. I mean, this was something that was floated years ago, and the state ended up going with a much more punitive approach to pensions that didn't even involve this consideration. And the Illinois Supreme Court said, no way, struck that down. And so you have to wonder, does that now make it harder to do this, you know, somewhat kinder, gentler approach of changing Illinois worker pensions? And I think that's a real open question as to whether that could ever not only get the legislative votes, but then survive a court challenge.
Okay, and Brian, with early voting already underway for the Illinois primary, that's next month, what's been going on so far, at least in the Republican race for governor?
A bitter, bitter fight that I think a lot of people did not expect. Governor Rauner is one of the, you know, according to polling, one of the least popular incumbents seeking re-election this year, and he's got a real challenge from his right. State Representative Jeannie Ives is a conservative member of the Illinois House, and she is going after the governor for his decision to sign a controversial abortion bill last year. She's going after the governor for signing legislation intended to make Illinois more friendly to immigrants who don't have legal status in this country, which she calls a sanctuary bill. The governor denies that, as do the Democrats who largely supported that bill. But, you know, the governor has a real fight on his hands, and you know, and I think that's been acknowledged by the fact that he is now talking about his opponents. He's run advertising against his opponent. For the longest time, he wouldn't even say her name or really acknowledge her, but she has gotten a lot of financial support from a big conservative Republican donor in this state, and so it's a real fight. I mean, she still has an uphill climb. The governor has a lot of incumbency advantages and, you know, essentially a bottomless pool of his own money to spend on this, but it's a real fight.
Isn't this a real dilemma for Republican voters in the primary? They may, in their hearts, they may want to vote for Jeannie Ives, but they know that she might have a real problem getting elected in November?
Yeah, she certainly holds some views that might not play as well in a state, you know, where Hillary Clinton won by double-digit percentage points over President Trump. This is still a blue state. It still tends to favor Democrats, even in off years. I mean, Governor Rauner spent literally doubled his opponent in spending against Governor Pat Quinn 4 years ago and still only won by 5 percentage points. So what, you know, she's made very controversial comments on the floor of the House about, you know, baby daddies, baby mama, that sort of thing, and, you know, has talked about, you know, racially charged stuff like that. But she's also talked about, you know, same-sex marriage in a way that seems to be out of step with the direction the state has gone and the country is going on that question. So, yeah, this is a question for Republicans, but I think you cannot underestimate also the anger that some Republicans feel over Governor Rauner's decision. If you are, you know, one of the number of people who think, you know, abortion is murder and that's an issue you hold very dear to you, I can imagine it would be difficult to reconcile the governor's support for a bill that expanded public funding for abortion in Illinois, as one example.
Okay, now how about on the Democratic side? Is it still just a question of J.B. Pritzker's money, or are there some real issue differences between the Democratic candidates for governor?
I mean, there are some issue differences, but not a lot. The real fight seems to be, you know, who is the best person to take on Governor Rauner for the future? I mean, J.B. Pritzker's money is a huge factor. I think it's certainly the reason he's been able to boost his name recognition so high from essentially somebody who was not at all known in Illinois a year ago to somebody who is, you know, considered by polls to be the front-running candidate right now. But we're, you know, also waiting to see State Senator Daniel Biss and Chris Kennedy both say, you know, have polling that shows that they're improving in their standing. So that is still a real fight and an open race at this point.